In January 1778, Boone and three dozen others went northeast to the Licking River to boil salt. While hunting, Boone was captured by Shawnees and taken to their camp. Among the 120 men were Blackfish, an African-American translator named Pompey, and the warrior who captured him 9 years earlier. "How'd you do, Captain Will?" Boone said. "Don't you remember taking two prisoners 8 years ago on Kentucky River? I am one of them." Blackfish told Boone they were headed for Boonesboro and threatened to kill the salt boilers. Knowing the town was outnumbered, Boone convinced Blackfish to let him talk his party into surrendering, and Boonesboro to do so in the spring, when the women and children could survive the trek to Shawnee territory in modern Ohio. After the salt boilers gave up, one man accused Daniel of being a British spy, and others said they wished they had fought to the death. Boone was forced by their captors to run the gauntlet, two lines of warriors who attacked him, which often resulted in serious injury or death. Boone survived with one minor injury by charging at one side and then the other, and barreling through a warrior who stepped in front of him at the end. Most of the captives were adopted into the tribe, including Boone as Blackfish's son, given the name Sheltowee. Blackfish took the rest to the British at today's Detroit, Michigan. The British commander, Governor Henry Hamilton, questioned Boone overnight. Hamilton offered to purchase him from Blackfish and free Boone upon agreement not to fight anymore, but Blackfish refused and took him home. Biding his time, Boone played the dutiful adopted son, always appearing as cheerful and satisfied as possible. Blackfish and his wife became fond of him and trusted him with a gun, though only 4 bullets at a time. Boone began hiding supplies. When he returned to the town from a hunt to find warriors aiming for Boonesboro, he escaped with stolen gun parts and his hidden items. He covered 160 miles in 4 days on one meal, making a raft to swim his clothes and supplies across the Ohio River. Rebecca had moved the family back to the cabin uphill from here. Only Jemima, now married, was left to greet him, and a family cat who jumped into his lap. Continue to the audio clip under Siege.